Hello and welcome to the 17th Church of Christ Scientist Chicago for today's Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert Broadcast. This free weekly series, inspired by the concerts organized by Dame Myra Hess in World War II London, was started in Chicago in 1977 by Al Booth, founder of the International Music Foundation, and now is managed by the Foundation's Executive Director Mark Riggleman. Today's concert is made possible through the generous support of the Paul M. Angel Family Foundation, the Ann and Gordon Getty Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the Illinois Arts Council. And today's broadcast is sponsored in part by the Admiral at the Lake Senior Living Community. You can join us right now also for a live video of this performance on WFMT's Facebook and YouTube channels. We are featuring the Ballardet String Quartet this afternoon. We have music by Claude Debussy still to come, the String Quartet in G minor, the Opus 10, music composed in 1893. Our quartet, the Ballardet Quartet, is based in Boston, currently in residence at the New England Conservatory's Professional String Quartet Program. Highlights of this season, 2021-22, include performances at the Nevada Chamber Music Festival, and also during the summer, the group will perform in a series including the Music Mountain and Bravo Vale, as well as a three-day residency at Green Mountain Chamber Music Festival in Burlington, Vermont. And also this season, the quartet will be very much looking forward to premiering a new work they have commissioned by the composer Karim Al-Zand. That's been made possible through Chamber Music America's Classical Commissioning Grant. The quartet was formed in 2018 at Rice University in Houston, Texas, and they take the name from the chef Antoine Ballardet, chef extraordinaire, as they say, at the Hotel St. Bernard and beloved member of the Taos School of Music community. The piece by Claude Debussy, which we're about to hear in a moment, is remembered, of course, the composer remembered as a visionary of what would become the genesis of a renaissance in French composition, and by extension, inspired so many modern composers to come in the next century, the 20th century. 1893, the year this piece was written, became the precursor of 20th century music as we've come to know it, heralded by the premiere of Debussy's landmark and controversial Prelude to the Afternoon of a Faun. However, not to be overlooked from his output of this year is his equally monumental string quartet, the G minor quartet, which we're about to hear. These notes are by the Ballardet Quartet, and they are quoting, What's a shame is that this would be Debussy's only foray into the quartet genre. It's a crowning work in the repertoire, becoming a groundbreaking piece full of the coloristic writing that defined Debussy's musical language. Often labeled the great impressionist composer, along with Maurice Ravel to follow, Debussy held disdain for this title. He often owed his decadent and evocative expressive world to the symbolist poets that he admired, such as Baudelaire, Verlaine, and Mallarmé. This quartet does feature a diverse set of musical influences while also conforming to classical stylistic elements such as a sonata form first movement, a scherzo movement, a ternary form slow movement, and all tied together in a cyclic form. From a listener's perspective, the way that the movements progress and tie into each other evokes possibilities of emotional narrative in the music, even though each particular moment is worth savoring in its own right as a beautiful image or painting. Back on stage now, the Ballardet Quartet, to perform the String Quartet in G minor, Opus 10, by Claude Debussy.
Thank you.
Claude Debussy's String Quartet in G minor, Opus 10, dating from 1893, and performed for us by the Ballade Quartet. Our guest this afternoon at the Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert, live from the 17th Church of Christ Scientist in Chicago. The quartet consisting of Angela Bay and Justin DeFilippis, violins, Benjamin Zanoni, viola, and Russell Houston, cello. This quartet was formed in 2018 at Rice University in Houston, Texas, presently based in Boston, Massachusetts, and currently in residence at the New England Conservatory's Professional String Quartet Program. Thanks to all of you who joined us online and also via our Facebook and YouTube channels. We're always delighted to hear from you, and we hope you've enjoyed today's Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert. Presented live from the 17th Church of Christ Scientist Chicago at 55 East Wacker Drive. Tune in next Wednesday afternoon at 12:15 or watch a live video of the performance on WFMT's Facebook and YouTube channels. And for upcoming Dame Myra Hess artists and programs, please go to the IMF website at imfchicago.org. Today's broadcast, sponsored in part by the Admiral at the Lake Senior Living Community. Our engineer is Mary Mazurek, our video producer Max Lebien, and this is David Schwan, your host for these broadcasts. Thank you for joining us. Have a good afternoon, and goodbye for now from the 17th Church of Christ Scientist, Chicago.